Log Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. It's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live in beautiful downtown Chicago as we're going to be starting a new show today called Talking Racetracks. And one of the great things, I want to say a special thanks to all of our listeners out there, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines. We're on our way to the track this morning. We had a little bit of problems with our trucks. We're actually pulled over on the side at a McDonald's right now doing the show. But Angel Stills will show you that the show goes on. And thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. The logics today is, hey, thanks for calling in. We just recently came back from the Muscle Car and Corvette National Show with Bob and Vicki Ashton just last Saturday. And what a show. Wow. Getting all these flashes up here now, trying to get people set up as we are calling in. But if you didn't get a chance, go to mccacken.com and take a great, great look at what's happening over there the past week. And go to our website, Talking Cars, C-A-R-Z, right now, talkingcars.com. And you can also call into the show at 909-202-8714. Hey, where do we start on the making of Talking Cars 2017? No other place than the Chicago Auto Show. And if you go to Google, and we'll show you how to do that, you just go to Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, there you go, and then type in Chicago Auto Show. And the nation's largest auto show coming up, Mark Bilek, Jennifer Morant, all these greetings. Start Your Engines is this year's theme. And we are always there. We're very grateful. February 11th through the 20th. In the 20th, right? For those of you not familiar with Talking Cars, what we do during the week is that we go out to automobile dealerships and we do walk around brand new cars and show you what's new in the car. The latest features, the latest benefits, and you get to talk with the general manager a lot of times with the owner. We've talked with Bob Orman at Bob Orman, I believe one of the largest top 20 auto dealers and auto sellers in the country. That includes Avis, Hertz, go right down the lines, CarMax, CarNation, all the leasing companies. And then Bob Orman, I believe he's 13. I recently saw that Suburban Auto Group Detroit, David Fisher Jr. and Sr., they're ranked 18th. We hope to be up there next year. And our friend John Kirsten, Century 21 in Royal Oak, Michigan. But, you know, going to TalkingCars.com, just give you an idea, TalkingCars.com. And looking at the website, you'll be able to take a look at any and all new cars 24/7. In the upper left-hand side will be our latest episode. And throughout at a dealership, we'll see the little wide now. One at Talking Ford is where we'll be on Monday at Talking Honda. And then Tuesdays, Talking Toyota. Wednesday, Talking Nissan. Talking Lexus. Talking Ford. Then on Saturdays and Sundays, we'll be at racetrack. Again, around the country. You got a racetrack, you can always call in and tell us about your racetrack. Excuse me. At 909-202-8714. Say, hey, Steve, you know, we've got a race coming up today. You know, our friends at Speedways Online, if you type in www.speedwaysonline.com, our friend Tim Frost over there will be at the Racetrack Business Conference coming up December 7th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Indianapolis Convention Center. And then there's an event later that night at the Lucas Oil Palladium is what I call it. And the logics here, let's see the shows that are going on today. And right now, the race calendar at Wild Horse Pass Motorsports. You have a race at Pro Auto Sports tonight, Lone Star in Kilgore, Texas, and Southern United Professional Racing. Arizona Speedway has the Apache Junction in Arizona, ASCS, Southern Southwest Region. Accord Speedway, Accord in Accord, New York, the Modified Special. And North Florida Speedway in Lake City, Florida, United Dirt Model Challenge Series. And Magnolia Motor Speedway in Columbus, Mississippi. If you wanted to find a track on TrackNet and all of the tracks, you would just click on Clack, click on the track, it right there, and then you would go to the state or province on the right-hand side. In this case, we're just going to, let's pull up Florida for the sake of discussion. And here you go. Here's all the tracks that are there. Search by race day, select a race day, and let's look at Saturday, custom search. And so in Florida today, let's see what we've got going here in just a minute. And search by type, track type. You can look against racers, against powerboats, flat track, all tracks. And if you look at all tracks and the races coming up, it just gets way too much information. So, you know, when you look at events on the next one, and this will really help you narrow down of what specifically today, and today is November 26th through November 27th. And today, again, Wild Horse Pass Motorsports, the pro autosports race. You can click on that. In Sydney, Australia, we have the Speed Energy Formula Stadium Trucks. We go right out to Magnolia Motor Speedway in Columbus, Mississippi on the 26th. And this is a lot of great, great, great events that are out there. So getting back to the track finder, you know, and that's what we're trying to do is get people a little more informed of what's available out there. You can just go to the main track finder, all tracks, any tracks, you name it, motorsporting events, news, the racetrack business conference. I think one of the greatest things, we just came back from the Gilmore Museum, was the motorsport museums. And just through the backup classics in Concord, North Carolina, Barber Vintage Motor Sports Museum in Leeds, Alabama. I mean, the list goes on and on under events and museums. And looking at the Gilmore Classic Museum at Kalamazoo, Michigan, just came back from there with the Pierce Arrow. Great stuff to do on the weekends, all brought to you by Talking Cars, special edition Talking Racetracks. And a shout-out to our friends at Gilmore, real easy to get to, just about 2 hours from Chicago. And the nice thing is, this is and I'll just read it to you, a 98-acre historic campus between Detroit and Chicago. Automotive history comes to you right before your eyes here at the Gilmore Car Museum. Visitors, shoot the breeze in old-fashioned gas stations. I've been to that gas station. You're walking right into the 50s. It is fabulous. Maybe even the 30s. I mean, got to walk in there to see it. It's original. Children's standages from a 1930 Rolls-Royce from a Disney movie studio. Reminisce about the 57 Chevy. All the future cars are out there, concept cars. Stroll the campus, Blue Moon Dinner, walk amongst the amazing collections, over 400 automobiles. And coming up next year with our friend Rick Glickman is the Old Orchard Shopping Center cars. We have 400 or 500 cars out there. We're going to be there on Monday nights with Talking Cars. And again, another new edition, Soldiers Family TV and Radio, Monday nights at Rick Glickman's Talking Cars event. And what Rick does, any money's collected, puts it back in, and has a fund that he comes back and gives scholarships to young men and women. And I do say women. We need more women in the automobile engineering and truck engineering. And they can get, it's a $500 gift certificate or a $500 scholarship. And we're going to be following Rick Glickman all year at the Talking Cars shows as we go into it. But again, a special shout-out to our friends at Speedway Online. God bless them. Great people. Tim Frost, appreciate everything he's done with us. And our brand-new truck acquired from Speedway's Online, and that's our mobile satellite communications truck. And holy smokes, Batman, the logistics are, you know, we can drive anywhere we want, fire up the Wi-Fi, fire up the SATCOM, and we're live right there in the tracks. We're going to be going down to, yes, we're enjoying the McDonald's here today with all the screaming children. So special thanks out to Ray Kroc and his family for letting us be here in Barrington, McDonald's right off the corner of 59 and Barrington Road. Let's see what else we got going here today. One of the things that we want to take a look at was the Road America 2017, just about ready to be coming out. Our friends up there, John Everett, Mary Lou Hain, George Bergnese, I appreciate all the corporate sponsors that are out there. Chevrolet, WeatherTech, Johnsonville, Continental Tires, Tudor, Sargento, Nationwide, Briggs & Stratton, Sunoco Race Fuels, Dell, Yamaha, Budweiser Racing, Pepsi, WestVet, Skag, Cedar Crest, Race Quip, Lester, Wayland, H&R, Aaron's new sponsor out there, and Kohler, Aaron's lawnmowers and engines, and boy, just some great things out there. We met the folks out there from Aaron's and couldn't say more about them. Nicest folks. I believe over 6,000 distributors and dealerships in the United States, you know, from Wisconsin. Go Wisconsin. Shout out to our friend, Scott Tolzien, now playing for the Indianapolis Colts, who grew up in the Palatine area, went to Friend High School, out to Wisconsin as their quarterback, went out to Chargers for a while, and then Green Bay, and now at Indianapolis. So to the Tolzien family, good morning. More stuff going out there today. GTRacingTires.com, used road racing tires, 13 and 19 inch. Low heat, Todd Zimmer and Greg Miller at Todd at GTRacingTires.com. And just go to Racing Tire. Think about that. I mean, sometimes, you know, you're just starting out and probably use a little bit of a break, getting some of these tires that are out there. So give them a call. And the Muscle Car and Corvette Nationals. I can't say enough about, holy smokes, Bob Ashton and Vicki Ashton last week. And go to McCacken, MCACN.com. Take a look at everything they've had to offer. This is a show, and I think, you know, not only is it a great show to walk around through, but, you know, even before, if you get a chance, if you get a chance to go on there Thursday or Friday and just watch the cars pull in, it's kind of astounding. And then what I found, totally great, Linda Vaughn was there in this Hurst Oldsmobile, Air Watcher Senior. Linda from Murpa was out there. Hey, Linda. You know, all these great membership teams. And we want to make sure that when we're talking to people, if you're looking to increase your audience, you know, come on, Talking Cars, TALKINGCARZ, 1-909-202-8714. And, you know, tell us what your membership is doing. And we all always need a membership. When we were at the McCacken event, we were in the commercial A side and assigned spot 285 in zone 3. And the actual spot can change. And, you know, that's America. Little kids just like to kick and scream, and, you know, we just deal with it. So that's what happens when you're not sure. We had a low tide. It looks like it's fixed now. I had to get that taken care of. Our friends at Firestone, and we'll be on shortly. But the show goes on. So we're looking in the automobile section today. And one of the things by David Bowe in the Daily Herald, Volvo offers exceptional technology with the new S90 and at a glance at $66,105. The 2.0-liter turbo supercharged four-cylinder, 316 horsepower, 22 miles in the city, 31 on the highway, 115.8-inch wheelbase, 195 inches, 0.4 long, width 79, a little over 6 feet, 7 inches wide, height is 56, and weight is 4,222 pounds, made in Gothenburg, Sweden. Right below that, you're going to see in the Daily Herald today, Bob Lorman's Libertyville Mitsubishi with 0% APR for 72 months and zero down. Recently, I was at an event with Schaumburg Forum, Sam Sosbali, John Barrett, who else was out there, Mr. Lorman Sr., you know, just to go through it. And we actually donated a car to a military veteran. And, you know, the VFW Post 5151 was there. And let me tell you something. There's probably 50 on a Friday afternoon people at the VFW Post that showed up for this event, took a day off work, and made this young man very, very happy. Gave away a Ford Fusion. I think it was close to a $40,000 vehicle. Dark blue. Mr. Lorman was there autographing books. Steve Alstead was there from Orange Media Group. And, wow, I can't say enough about the Lorman organization and any organization that does things for and or with our military. You know, sometimes something as simple as a cup of coffee goes a long, long way. So we just want to say, you know, thank you to Bob Lorman at Lorman.com. You know, great people. My friend, I consider him a friend. Ryan Lorman up there now helping his grandfather, his father, J.R. Lorman, down in Indianapolis. John Barrett, Schaumburg Honda. Alex Ahed, the Syed down at Oakwood Toyota, George Lopez down in Indiana, Nissan out south out there, You know, you just go through the list left and right. You know, you got Arlington, Lexus, Steve up there, Arlington Acura, Chase Gorman, Arlington Nissan, Arlington Kia. You know, go right down the street. Schaumburg Lincoln now, totally makeover out there. We saw our friends from Fox Valley Volkswagen get a working on their new stores. They've moved it from North Avenue near 59 all the way out to downtown, if you will, a little closer to the Pheasant Run, right across the street, actually. So they moved it from pretty much 59 right across the street to Pheasant Run. Libertyville, Mitsubishi, just great folks up there. Just minutes on I-94, 1119 South Milwaukee Avenue. If you notice, we don't have any commercials in here, but we do kind of just talk off the paper, off the page, and the racetracks. One of the things we're going to be talking about is the Talking Cars Pit Crew. So let's talk about that just for a few minutes. Today's show will only be an hour as we get ready for the 2017 show. Coming up next weekend, I think we're going to be back down at the Autobahn Country Club, possibly with Team Stradale, right on the track at Autobahn, as we start talking about Talking Cars Pit Crew. So the Talking Cars Pit Crew is basically for a $29 fee. You would get to join, you would buy a ticket to the track, and then for $29, kind of run like a Caddyshack, we will assign you to a race crew. One of the things we notice in Road America is that these people were driving from Iowa, from Florida, even from Colorado and California to come to these Spec Miata races. Now, these are just individuals who want to try something new. And, you know, sometimes the racetrack owners, you know, they get like, well, I don't want them to leave my track and go somewhere else. Let me tell you something. You know, you want people traveling from Illinois to California and Colorado to Florida because it gives them, you know, a little more insight in how tracks are and spices it up. You can always dominate the track once you get to that level. But in the beginning, it's nice to get a taste of it. So for $29 to join up, you get the official Talking Cars Pit Crew T-shirt, and on the back are 10 spaces for 10 races. Now, after that, any 10 races that you attend throughout the 2017 season, in November, at the last race at Road America, we will be announcing a $500 scholarship and $500 cash winners. Now, you can take cash or you can take a scholarship at a school. It's up to you. If you want to buy tools, if you want to buy tires, it's all up to you. So for $29 on pitcars.com, up in the right-hand corner, you will see the pit crew. This is all going to be evolving with our friends at 1012. That's 10twelve.com, 1012.com. So the 10 is the number and 12 is spelled out, 1012.com. You will see Ray Schulze and his team, Irina, Kelly DeWald, Sarah, all working on what's new. And to find out about more exciting opportunities today, you can always call me, Steve Tomaszewski, on the show, 909-202-8714, or even my cell phone, 630-749-8414. And be on Talking Cars today, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. live. Coming up on December 7th, we're going to be at the Racetrack Business Conference at the IRC. We're going to look that up for you real quick. Big show, big deals coming up, even for this year. But next year, just so you know what we're looking at, we will be every Saturday before the Chicago Auto Show opens, live at the Chicago Auto Show. Well, we're going to kind of ask Mark Bielek if we can do it, but pretty sure that's okay. And just broadcasting there with people and folks Saturday and Sunday, telling you about what's being done at the show, getting ready for the larger show, in my opinion, the world. It's a real show. And, you know, a lot of these other shows in Geneva and in Paris and Germany, they're nice. You know, they're big, and they're really pushing the big, crazy cars. You know, if you don't understand that, you know, the Toyota Corolla, the Honda Civic, which is made right here in Fishers, Indiana, I believe only the transmission is made in Japan and shipped here. I think it's well over 80 to 90% of that car is manufactured right here in the United States. This show, Chicago Auto Show, is huge. Walk up, sit down, touch a car, simulators, everything else that's out there. So the logistics are, you know, what do you have? What are you doing? And we're going to be giving away tickets for the Chicago Auto Show. and then come up to our booth. I hope we're going to get a booth there this year. Be on our show, and it'll be every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I know last year we were working with Peggy Schmedley. It was a great time. Out in the technology section, we also had the booth with and talked with our folks at the United States Marine Corps. So Soldiers Family TV and Radio is still a great part of Talking Cars, and we will continue the tradition on Monday nights. I believe it's the first night. First Monday of every month, I'm talking with my friend, Johnny Bullock, with the Wounded Heroes Foundation, which will be one of our preferred charities. And we're only going to work with a handful of charities this year, and those who donate over 90% of anything coming into their organizations. So let me tell you about the Wounded Heroes Foundation. And over the years, I've joined them, and with them, we've said, hey, you know, what are you guys doing? How do you do it? And they said, well, any money that's taken in, they go right back to the veterans' hospitals, be it at the Times, at the Fisher House, or anywhere else. And with them, I think it's closer to 97% of the Wounded Heroes Foundation. So, you know, you got to be careful. There's a lot of charities out there that pay themselves $50, $100, $500,000 a year, you know, in salaries and benefits. We're not pointing fingers, but, you know, you can't raise $500,000 and then hire a celebrity for $100,000 to help you raise money. It's kind of dumb. You know, there's a lot of local talent in Illinois, in Florida, in New York, in California. If they want to donate their time, but remember these celebrities are in a business also. That, you know, that's their intellectual property. That's their trademark. And so you might say, hey, we want to hire the celebrity, and it's only $75,000 to fly them in their truck. But you know what? I say to people, hire local talent. Nobody will really care if, you know, if it is a super-duper, you know, Grammy Award winner. If they want to donate their time and money, that's one thing. But again, 90% is our bottom line, and that's why we've chosen to be a for-profit company. But yet, we donate all of our shows to any military or military event, like Brotherhoods for the Fallen. Rick Caballero has an event coming up Monday, I believe it's December 5th, at 5120 North Clark. And we are going to try our best to be there. I think we are back in town. So, you know, you've got to be looking at all this stuff out there today. So if you go back in, we were at the Gilmore Museum, and here, let's see if we can look up Brotherhood for the Fallen and tell you what's coming up with them. Brotherhood for the Fallen, Chicago, police, and you'd think I'd have this all in queue. Well, I don't, and here we go. So right as soon as we go to brotherhoodforthefallen.org, recently had a Claremont Collections Private Auto Collection fundraiser, which was at 3111 North Knox. And that's our friends at Claremont, who the owner bought the one of the replicas of of the Batmobile. And so just great, 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 you know, events that they have going. Let's go under events. And I know I have it on my picture, so if we don't get it here real quick, I'm going to pull it up. November 26th, adding some Patrick Carruthers, United States Marshal, honoring his service and sacrifice, Marshal Deputy Commander Patrick Carruthers, rest in peace, November 26th, 2016. You go to this site, and you're easily, and remember these brave men and women who put their lives on the line every day, no less our soldiers. But we're going to look up in our phone right now because I did take a picture of this event coming up, so I'm going to find it. And so if you just give me a few minutes, I was recently down at South Oak Dodge, Denny Guest South Oak Dodge. We went to Chicago Wolves game, and we had Denny Guest on our show, Army veteran, all the folks out there. There we go. There it is. And this is a Christmas raffle, and this will be Monday, December 5th at 7 o'clock at Simon's Tavern, 5210 North Park. Donation is $10 per ticket, includes one free drink, and that's Brotherhood for the Fallen, Monday, December 5th in Chicago, Simon's Tavern, 5210 North Clark Street, and winner need not be present to win. So all of our friends at Brotherhood for the Fallen, Rick Caballero, God bless you for what you do. All the great men and women out there supporting that. Anytime an officer is killed in the line of duty, end of watch, as they call it, the men and women from Brotherhood from the Fallen get in the car on their own time, their day off, their own gas, their own money, and drive a donation. I've seen donations, you know, as high as $5,000 and $10,000 to these families, unannounced, place in the packet on the side, shake hands, and walk out. And I tell you what, Brotherhood for the Fallen, just like many of the other great charities out there, but you should be able to ask any one of your charities, you know, what is the salary of the CEO or the president? And they go, well, you know, it's a business. You know, it's really not. A charity should be a charity. I do understand that, you know, if you are doing this full-time, almost 24-7, like the person who runs the Salvation Army, okay, they make a $50,000 salary, but they raise millions upon millions, and all, if not the majority, given back. But all public service announcements. We've seen charities merge and purge and looking for grants. You know what? Stop asking the government for money. We're getting a little off topic here on talking cars, but, you know, come right down to it. Ask these folks when they're asking for your money, how much does the president of your charity make? And let's move on. So we're going back to talking cars, and Saturdays and Sundays here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say a special thanks out to Amy Domestico, our friends out there. What a great, great day. And looking at this platform and our friends, Bubba's Custom Cars from Jupiter, Florida, right outside north of Fort Lauderdale. We were recently down at the Palm Beach International Raceway. Wow, a shout-out to Jackie Ray. And let's see if we can take a quick look at that. So these are the kind of things on the weekends. We get in our brand-new satellite cations vehicle, that 1012, that's 10TWELDE.com. Ray Schultz and Kelly DeWald are designing for us a brand-new look for 2017. Well, we go to these tracks. We go to Gingerman Raceway. We go to Black Hawk Fox Raceway. We go to Autobahn Country Club, Chicagoland Speedway. We were just down there for the Ninja Turtle NASCAR 400 series. That was so exciting. And the logistics behind that, Autobahn Country Club, the Spec Miata Race, the Radical Race, Team Stradale. I can't say enough about them. Look up these people, and that's www.teamstradale.com. Francesco Davila, CEO and founder, also race car driver, meet the team. Some of the great people that are out there, principal and head driver, Francesco, we'll just read off here just a little bit, and posted just a little while back, principal head driver as of November 2000, began his high-speed career at the early age of 8 when he stepped on his first kart. And you know what? Can't afford a 50 or 100,000 race car, starting a racing go-kart. And there are go-karts for rent as little as $25, you know, get you up and going 50, 60 miles an hour at AutobahnCountryClub.com. And just go online to AutobahnCC.com and go under karting. Francesco began his career at 8, and over the past 20 years has gained a wealth of racing knowledge and experience, competing at every major track in the U.S. In his early years at Skip Barber as a student, Francesco has some impressive resume and victories in a short time, winning multiple championships while being a top five in the Supercars USA Pro Circuit for 7 years. 1995 to 2002, Frankie competed in karts during the series Supercars USA and WKA. Most recently, Francesco picked up the franchise for Radical Cars North America. Today, Francesco has become a Midwestern distributor for Radical Sports Cars, covering Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, and Iowa. This Radical, now if you get a chance to take a look at these cars, called the Radical, made in the UK, on the Radical right here, and you'll see these cars from the RXC Spider Turbo for $209,000, Radical RXC Turbo GT3, $259,000, RXC Turbo Race 219, that's the blue one on our show, and then the Radical SR3 RX at $109,900, and the Radical SR3 RX 1500 Race Series, $125,900. When you say meet the cars, one of the things you got to remember, not everyone has $100,000 to do that, so you kind of start small. And you can go to TeamStradale.com and look at cars for as little like a a BMW Z3 for $12,500. You know, I'm pretty sure the car is street legal. Number 24 and 25 starting at $12,500, you know, all the way up to, again, $300,000. One of the cars, you know, at base price, and you can look around, they had a 2008 RR Extreme car for $2,500. And once you get the taste of that car, you know, you can trade them back in, you can trade up and go from a racing car from $2,500 to a blue BMW Z3 for $12,500. And then go and talk to them and get some. You need some racing courses. You need to learn how to drive a race car. Team Stradale is one of the great companies we work with, and a shout out to Team Stradale, to STRADALE.com. And look at even the two Maserati Gran Turismos MC GT4s for $225,000. Again, a school BMW Z3 Roadster for $15,000. Or a red Momo Radical SR3 for $71,000 and a Radical SR3 RS for $69,000. Team Stradale in Joliet, Illinois, located at Autobahn Country Club. And if you're noticing, we're not doing commercial, we're doing placements. So Talking Cars really is QVC meets HSN, new cars and racetracks on the weekends. Now, all of the month of December, we're going to be telling anyone who would like to call in at 1-909-202-8714 and tell us about your race car. Tell us about your track. Tell us about your membership. Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in December, as we get ready to open the 2017 season, it's never too early to get started. What a day. What a weekend. So let's get back, take a look around at Talking Cars, and you're going to see when you come to our new website, in the upper left-hand corner will be where we're at live that weekend at the racetrack. And then down on the underneath, you'll see recent archived shows, if you will. So you'll see Talking Honda, Talking Toyota. And you can compare any new car against another new car. Washington Highway, left side. And so we had to turn off the sound there. We got too many sound patterns going. International Auto Show. So we're going to be attending, looking forward to attending all the great things, things such as the Chicago Auto Show, the making of the Chicago Auto Show. Again, free in December and January. I forgot to say that. For just calling in, tell us in about your dealership. And then in February, we start at the Chicago Auto Show and just have the time of your life. All of our friends as far as Team Stradale, Francesco Daffaloff and his team, Diane Atkins, Director of Operations, David Kump, Head VIP Concierge, Fritz Hubner, Technical Quality Control, Patrick McCarney, all the guys out there, Tech Anderson, Tech, Mike Bitkus, Lead Tech, Austin Hale, Tech, Preston Shield, Client Services, Giovanni Daffaloff, Technical Director, John DiNicolo, Vehicle Auto Parts, Dan Marr, Sales and Service. I mean, you've got some great people there at TeamStradale.com who are trying to help you, say what's right for you, how do you get started, and long and short of it is, and we need, when you talk to, like Diane Atkins, a Jersey girl at heart, she joined Team Stradale in May of 2015 after attending college at DuPage, held various positions. Corporate accounting, home building industry, education, Plainfield School District, having two kids grown, two of them boys, and very close to race cars. So all these great people out there, David Kump, been drawn from the European F1 road racing since childhood, and the parents made a mistake of taking him and his brother to see a famous race and never looked back since. So little bit of fun with all the folks out there in media. They just came back from the Skip Barber race that was out there, events, and that was just recently down in Alabama. And now to the Industry Racing Trade Show, 11 days, 2 hours and 25 minutes and 56 seconds. The IRC coming up. So let's take a quick look at that, where you can be on our show again on Saturday. Well, we're going to tune it up here real quick. So shout back out to Brotherhood for the Fallen, Gilmore Car Museum at gilmorecarmuseum.org. great place to be. Speedwaysonline.com and events. And so as we get into events, let's see what we have to say. Events for coming up, and then we're going to go to what we will attend, and that's the racetrackbusinessconference.com. And let me just tell you about that with Tim Frost. He started this, I believe, 7-8 years ago. I think this is the 8th year. And it's a separate show. It's on a Wednesday. We're going to look through the speakers in 2016. So if you are a racetrack owner or a racetrack enthusiast, it's only $250. But let me go through the list of speakers this day that might get you a little more excited about coming to the International Race Convention in Indianapolis, and that's the following weekend, the 9th and 10th in Indianapolis. You must register to attend. This is a trade show. There are no tickets sold. You must register. So go to International Racing Convention, IRC.com. But let's get back to the Racetrack Business Conference with Tim Frost. Well, we'll be attending from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And people like Doug Bowles, president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Niman Akram, CEO of Rallybus, Fed Broom, design director from Apex Circuit Design, Dave Dusick, founder of Racetrack Engineering, Lori Eberhardt, attorney from Apollo Sports Law Group, Christian Epp, director of Tilke GmbH and Company in Germany, Ryan Gridinelli, founder of MotorsportsRag.com, Aaron Hickey, vice president, Gregory and Apple Insurance, John Holt, co-founder, director of business and marketing, MyRacePass.com, Sean Johnson, executive director of operations, Charlotte Motor Speedway, John Kalita, manager, Geobug North America, LLC, Gavin Knapp, director, SEMA, Ron Knock, president, Diesel Motorsports, Jeff Ladd, president, sports insurance specialist, Chris Lancheski, IRG Sports and Entertainment. Now, we were just down at the Powell Beach International Raceway with Jackie Ray and Darren Thomas. So that is part of the IRG SE, that's International Racing Group and Sporting Events. About a $70 billion company, and they recently purchased a quarter of the track out in Illinois and obviously run the IHRA, if I remember correctly. And so, Chris Lancheski, look forward to meeting with you. Jim Leah, president, Formula Drift. Brad Olshansky, CEO from M1 Concourse. John Orovich, journalist, ESPN. Chris Pankow, president, Red Bull Global Rally Cross. Chip, president, Red Bull Rally. Already said that. Tony Perella, president, SDRA. Scott Peterson, director, Motorsports, TSMGI. Paul Planner, CEO, Racer Magazine. Ralph Sheehan, co-founder, Turn 3 Media. John Sparacino, host of Automotive Aftermarket and Investment Banking, BB and Capital Markets. John Wolariak, president of SEMA. John, when I get with you, I'm going to learn how to pronounce your name. Mine's Tomaszewski, but Wolariak, I don't know how to say it correctly, so please pardon me. John, vice president of SEMA. W-A-R-A-N-I-A-K. Ben Wilshire, Managing Director of Driven International, and John Zaffelli, Director of Dromo Circuit Design. These are just a spattering of some of the people who will be the speakers at the Racetrack Business Conference. And then and let's get right into that now, at the IRC Indianapolis Convention Center, and that's December 2016. Let's see what we come up with, and we don't. So we'll just try to enter that. And downtown Indy, NFFA, October. So we'll go to Google, December 9th. There we go. Would that work? Is that any better? So upcoming events. Boy, I think they have them all in here. Indianapolis Convention Center and Performance Racing Industry Show, PRI. I keep saying IRC. Sorry about that. International Motorsports Trade Seminar Racetrack Safety Program, December 8th through the 10th, Indiana Convention Center. Right on the front is Al Unser Jr. We met both Al Unser Jr. and Sr. at the Dry House Collection in Chicago before last year's Chicago Auto Show with MRPA. And again, a shout out to MRPA. That's the Midwest International Racing Professional Association. Still has events at the now not running anymore Meadowdale Country Club, I believe, right out there in Bartlett. A little bit north, Carpentersville. And, you know, when you look at this show and the event that are coming out there and the exhibitors, Space Contact, sales brochure, exhibit balance due payment, sponsorship, trailers, servicemen, exhibitors, credentials, and, you know, you've got to register for this event. So on the floor plan, we're going to look at an interactive floor plan and do a search. And as we go under the letter N, we will look up the National Speedways Directory, which we just saw a second ago, and we will be at the booth with Tim Frost in booth number 3604 on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. So please stop by, ask for Big Steve. We'll be conducting interviews possibly at the booth or in the media room. On Saturday from 10 to 1, we're going to see what's a little more convenient. So we'll ask Mr. Frost what we can do there. But please come by National Speedway Directory and go online at speedwaysonline.com and take a look at any racetrack, any event. It is really something. Tim Frost has put this racetrack business convention together by himself and helped with Jan Edelson, his wife, a few others. And really the speakers of who's who are going to be there. I am so excited to be invited and attending, possibly speaking, and a special shout-out to Tim. Thank you so much for inviting us. And also, Ray Schulseth.com, that's 10TWELVE.com, and Team Stradale, Francesco Davlos. Go to Team Stradale, and it's TEAMSTRADALE.com, and take a look at some of the greatest race cars in North America, all of the UK, and a shout out. We actually met some people. Let's see if we can find them here real quick. We'll go back to Google. We met the people last year at the Chicago Auto Show, and it was Radical Car UK. That's North America. Let's see what we got here. So we're going to fire that up real quick. It comes back. And UK Home. So let's go over and take a look at the Radical Sports Car in the UK. And we were watching their events then where they also stream live. Very, it's huge. This car is huge in Europe. And let's see if we can get into about philosophy, Le Mans, innovation, manufacturing, engines, drive solutions, engineering, distributors. And so as you start to look at distributors, only a few in the United States. I believe one's out in Nevada. And here's the overview. And Duncan Johnson is the global distribution manager for Radical Sports Cars, and his telephone number is country code 440-17333-3116. How's that? Mobile phone. Here we go. We ought to call him. Next one of our shows, we'll call him 440-7774-746-959. So, you know, get into the some of the great vehicles that are out there and get back to home and about racing. The SR1 Cup Challenge, the Challenge Championship, European Masters, about innovation, Le Mans 24 hours, that's coming up for next year's. And each 8.5 mile lap is an ultra high speed test of man and machine, just completing a race, an extraordinary achievement. But if you are some of the world's most prolific sports racer manufacturer, you have to do more than that. And so in 2006, the Radical SR9 was born. So we're going to be following the Radical. Is the Radical for you? Track days, road trips, always available. You know, literally, go to TeamStradale.com. Come on out for the day. Also, we have simulators, the SR1 Cup. and fleet sales. I just saw that was something new. So looking at some of the great race car drivers who are out there. Rachel Brooks, Peter Devlin, Spencer Bourne. Oh, Bourne, there we go. That's a good name. Kyle Wheatley, Richard Baxter, Will Beck, Kay Bextall, Rob Elise, Ian McDonald, Tony Barwell, Lucas Halusa, Oliver Barker, Sam Moores, Peter Brooks, Denny Coker, Paul Pierce, Andy Chitman, Gordon Milas, and Richard Mayall. You know, when we were talking with Francesco, some of the great NASCAR drivers also really enjoy this car. They do have a two-seater, so you can be a rookie driver and learn how to drive the vehicle from score one and see if it's right for you, an SR 1, 2, or 3. You know, do you need a 600 horsepower car to start? Yes, but maybe it's not on your budget. You can always start with the SR 1. So all of our friends back at Radical UK, you know, just good folks, Radical for You Racing, news, media, and event, all news, all events. Let's just take a quick look. I don't know if the 2017 season is up yet, but you'll see races in Morocco on January 21st, the Radical North America Masters in Sebring, Florida, 27th. So we're going to want to definitely go to that. You'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 races. You have the Radical Middle East Cup in Dubai at the Autodrome. January 3rd, Radical Australia Cup in Mount Panorama, Bathurst. On February 10th, Radical Middle East Cup, again in Abu Dhabi. And then Radical Australia Cup in Lausal International in Qatar. Radical Australian Cup, Sandown Raceway. And then on April 8th, Radical North American Masters, Road Atlanta in Georgia. European Masters race weekend in Marrakesh, Morocco, European in the Algarve International Circus. Then in May 13th, Radical North America Masters. So, you know, we're saying, and we go to a lot of races, but, you know, we get to go to the racetracks like Watkins Glen, Road Atlanta, BIR in Virginia on June 3rd, Laguna Seca on June 24th, European Masters in Hungary, Sydney, Silverstone Grand Prix, Circuit of America, September 2nd, Barcelona, Highlands Motorsports in New Zealand. So looking at those that we can get to, Circuit of America's, let's see what else, Laguna Seca, you know, these are ones that we will most likely be attending. BIR in Virginia will definitely go, Watkins Glen, Sandown Raceway, Victoria, again, a lot in Australia. And so, and then back to Illinois, where they had the Radical Team Cup hosted by Team Stradale, and folks came in from all over the country, including Canada. Team Canada came down for the race. Just absolutely great to see them. So what a year it's been for Talking Cars. We're coming up on the end of the show here. I want to say a special thanks for tuning in to Talking Cars, CARZ.com. And to all of our friends out there who listen to our show, please dial in at 1-909-202-8714 and say, hey, Steve, you know, I met you at a show. We have this coming up at our racetrack. This is part of our membership. And in all of December and January, call in at 1-909-202-8714. And what do you do on the weekends? You hang around in the garage or at the track? And what are you doing? We're just talking cars. Well, that's our show. So on the weekends, tell us about your track race. Tell us about your membership. Tell us what we can do to help you. And, again, a special shout-out to all our military, police, firemen, first responders. You know, you are not forgotten. We love you. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, Army Reserve. God bless you all for what you do, for allowing us to be here talking cars. Remember what we always say, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Have a great weekend. If you've got nothing else to do, hang out in the garage and just do talking cars. Have a great weekend. Good night, Chester. Stevie, Kyle, Abby, Jared, love you. Talk to you soon.